A whopping 66% would favor raising taxes to help reduce income inequality. It's a sign of middle-class frustration, according to an economist at St. Norbert College. Mark Schaefer says middle-class wages are stagnant.
Any gains we have largely had have been offset by rising health care premiums and things like that that have really stagnated the gains. And I think maybe some of this could be playing out in that general frustration, in that, you know, we're middle class working hard, we're doing the things we think we need to be doing, we're saving for retirement, we're doing these things, but a lot of middle class folks don't feel like they're necessarily getting ahead.
28% oppose raising taxes, another 7% weren't sure. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio. Respondents were asked to rate the state and national economies from excellent, good, not so good, and poor. The state got a slightly better rating, but not by much. Mark Schaefer is an economics professor at St. Norbert College.
In the national economy, these folks were saying about, you know, 22% think it's poor, whereas only 14% think the same about the Wisconsin economy. And if you see, a lot of those people sort of shifted more to the not-so-good bucket. So relative to the national economy, I think we're slightly more optimistic. That's not to say that we're very optimistic, because we still have, you know, half of the respondents are basically saying that they don't have the greatest outlook.
49% rated Wisconsin not-so-good. Schaefer says people's perceptions on money often dip during presidential election years as candidates downplay the current economy and promise to make it better. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.